This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, the good news today is it's Friday. We still live in the freest nation in the world. For those that want to complain about it, well then let's do something about it. How does that sound? Let's bring about resolve to the issues at hand. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me we have Stephanie Joy. She is back for the Minnesota State Fair, only to hit it up again tomorrow. We'll be back out there live again in just a couple minutes. We're going to have Chase live from the Minnesota State Fair as well, see what's up out there. But before we get to that, let's go over to the website and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, we just posted a video, the child trafficking documentary Some in Congress Did Not Want You to See. It's a documentary, friends, on conspiracy of silence, what took place in 1994. Can you imagine how much worse things are today? We also know that through an ICE investigation that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department in the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. If you'd like to check out that story, you can also go over to Brian Bender from the Boston Globe. But again, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, front page, it's right there. Got quite a few responses thus far. I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to roll over through the weekend, but it's good for the American people to see why is it that the Congress does not move in the right direction, because they are compromised men. And again, I remind you that it's not all of them, friends, but a good portion of them. Go ahead, Steph.
Well, I was also going to add on there, too, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com. Many of you are going there for the first time. We also have an article from Mr. Samuel Judah, one of our producers here at the Sons of Liberty. He's already gotten it shared with hundreds of people so far, and he's 10 years old, his very first article. So we're excited about that. So if you have any kids in your household and say, hey, from a kid's perspective to another kid, it's called Kids Corner.
Wait a second, though. Jesus used the child as the model of heaven, and so it's the adults that have something to learn as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's not just aimed at the kids. It is called Kids Corner,
right.
But it's interesting. He's talking about the field preacher, John Wesley. Matter of fact, Buggy, if you want to jump on really quick, why don't you tell everybody about your first column on sonsoflibertymedia.com and get that stupid look off your face.
All right? Or smack it off. Anyway, it's called Hey Kids, Ever Heard of John Wesley? And I basically started it out basically when he was younger and how he grew up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And it's called Hey Kids, Ever Heard of John Wesley? And it's my first article. But apparently people are liking it, but I'm gonna do as good as I can.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Excellent.
And I think you did awesome. I mean, if you're getting, and by the way, the adults that are reading it, they're making some pretty cool comments.
Oh, definitely.
And we appreciate that. And I think in the process of giving, you know, those compliments, and the truth of the matter is they're actually receiving something in the process.
Of course.
And learning something of these great preachers of the day.
And as you mentioned, it's obviously not just for kids, but I think it's great to be able to say, hey, if you got a son or daughter, and say, hey, here's from a kid's perspective on the Sons of Liberty Media, something that they can check out every week and see something new for themselves, too, as well. So it's great, great spiritual food. Love it.
It really is. And again, folks, we want to highlight the fact that, yes, we have problems, but we want to highlight the resolve. I've said this so many times, but let me bring it over to the New Testament. Jesus said of the religious and the religious hypocrites, as well as those of Herodias, the political hypocrites of the day, he said, listen, they be blind leaders of the blind. They're all going to fall in the ditch, and they are in the ditch. Let's get out of the ditch and follow the Christ. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So in saying that, that's the whole purpose of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Getting an average of 9 to 11,000 unique visits a day. We're about 2 weeks old. And again, we just want to tell you thank you very much for responding. And we very much do appreciate your response and the fact that you're reading the articles. Because, folks, some of the responses are just... well, for me, it's a very good response, and we're not doing too bad for 2 weeks of being a bunch of punks doing a website which actually brings about answers rather than just magnifying the problems all the time. So if you'd like to check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible today. Friends, we're going to have Brigitte Gabrielle from Act for America today. If you do not know who she is a little fireball. She's everybody's sweetie. And I said little, but I would say this. Watch me roar, friends, because when you see our little sweetie, Brigitte Gabrielle, it's interesting to note when you see her live, folks, she has everybody standing up, and there's an anointing. And it's first in Isaiah 10, the Bible talks about how it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Well, the Lord is anointing what she is doing, and she is breaking the yoke and opening the eyes of the American people to wake up concerning Islam and the radical Muslims in the United States, not just without, but actually within. And what I want to ask her first and foremost is her testimonial, because her testimonial is second to none. She actually experienced radical Muslims and what they're really about. So we'll ask her to explain it to our listeners. Aside of that, she'll be coming up at 2:30. And before we get to that, we got Chase live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, Chase, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Remember, it's field correspondent, Chase.
Oh, I'm sorry, field correspondent,
oh,
Chase. How's it going at the Minnesota State Fair?
I like the ring of that. But, say it again?
How's it actually going out there? I know it's raining
now. It's going well. Yeah, no, it was wet this morning. We had a little bit of a downpour today, but that doesn't keep people from coming out to this. What do they call it? The Great Minnesota Get Together.
Yes,
that's right.
So yeah, no, it's starting to pick up out here. So some clouds and all that stuff, but no, great stuff. We've had some really cool testimony to people out here. We've been able to reach out to and just praying that the seeds that we're planting with all the, I don't know how many thousand gospel tracts we've already passed out in the booklets and everything. The conversations we had, that there would be, you know, fruitful seeds, a hundredfold. That's what we're praying for.
Chase, really quick, just so people understand that this ministry understands that if you want to bring about change, you're going to have to trouble the present. We're not out there preaching a God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, because, friends, it's not scriptural first and foremost. Can you just kind of bring us down the line? We got about 2 minutes, but just bring people systematically through one of your conversations. Lot of grace.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it always starts. We got these great little gospel tracts. If you hadn't seen them before, the little pink and blue cards. And we always just put something in somebody's hands right away. Just to get their attention, start asking them some questions, trying to help them understand, you know, the shop and trick, you know, things like that. Just opening up their minds so that they realize, okay, I don't know everything. And then we start going through the Ten Commandments, just asking, have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever committed adultery? Just opening up their heart, letting the Holy Spirit do His work. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Amen.
And bringing them to the realization that, look, if you're to die right now, and you stand before God, and there's only two options, heaven or hell, where are you going to go? And you can just see the look on people's faces drop. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've had that conversation out here.
Amen.
It's always different. I mean, it's not like we just run through the same thing with every person. We follow wherever the Holy Spirit's leading. But he definitely is doing his work of bringing that conviction so that these people can find the answer if they're seeking for the answer in Christ. You
Amen.
Know, it's like they,
Chase,
they,
I got to take a hard break right now.
They have a need for a Savior.
Chase, I got to take a hard break right now. People want to check you out at the Minnesota State Fair. Where can they find you?
Dan Patch and Cooper, corner of Dan Patch and Cooper.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works, deeds, because we love 1 John 3:18. Of course, again, the first president of the United States, actually the second president of the United States, George Washington, rightly said that. Well, Bradley, you're confusing me.
Right.
There was actually a president before George Washington. I'll share that with you on a different show. Okay, but everybody knows him as the first president of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, don't
okay,
confuse
I, okay,
me.
Okay, okay. I won't confuse you, but I Please. Will explain that later on.
Okay.
Probably not today, but we'll get to it, okay?
Okay.
George Washington said that, and of course he extracted that from none other than Jesus Christ in 1 John 3:18. Folks, when you go to Bradley Dean, you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll always see 1 John 3:18 there. Now, that is a signature series. I have that on everything that I have. And people often get confused and say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Deeds, not words. We're not to love with our tongue, we're to love with our actions the way that Jesus Christ did upon the cross. See, when he died upon the cross, it wasn't him walking around telling everybody, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. No, he exhibited his love by the demonstration of the cross for mankind. Because nowhere in Scripture can you find Jesus Christ anywhere tell anybody that he loved them. He only showed them. And that is exactly what 1 John 3:18 explains. So, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible. Did I say terrible? Terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. And we always want to be led by the Spirit. Now, I just want to highlight this real quick. As many of you know, and for our new listeners who do not know, we recently finished a book called For the Children, and it's a book exposing the evils of abortion and Planned Parenthood and basically gives people a knowledge as to that what is in a mother's womb is a baby. It's not a blob of cells. It's not a blob of tissue. It's not a, you know, fetus. It is a human life. And so what we did, because we always say here at the Sons of Liberty that we're turning talk radio into do radio. Deeds, not words. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth, as Bradley was just talking about with 1 John 3:18. So what we did was we sent this booklet to every congressman in America and also every congressman in our home state of Minnesota. And we just today received our first response from one of the members of the House of Representatives, Mr. Walter B. Jones, who is the 3rd District of North Carolina. And this is what he had to say, which I thought was just incredibly warm. Dear Stephanie Joy, I want to thank you for your letter and book on life. The book truly touched my heart. Since I have had the privilege to serve North Carolina 3rd Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives, I have been a strong advocate of protecting the unborn. You, your husband, and the Sons of Liberty are doing God's work. Pray those of us who believe will never forget God's precious gift of life. Sincerely, Walter B. Jones.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's
hopefully
right.
He practices what he
that's
preaches.
That's right. And then he wrote a nice little note, said, thank you for all the Sons of Liberty are doing to awaken the soul of America. And
amen.
I like the fact that you put the soul of America, because that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to make sure that people understand the Sons of Liberty is not just here talking about the problems. We're doing something about the problems to make a change and make a difference in our nation.
Okay, now what's interesting here, too, is to note the fact that he actually wrote that out. He didn't just give you a general feedback.
Yeah, it wasn't a general, sign my, name I've already signed, a stamper here. No, he wrote a little note with his own, his own penmanship, his own writing with his own pen. So it's nice to know that people's hearts are being touched and that lives are being changed. We need to understand that we were established as a Christian nation, and we are promised life. The Lord said, thou shalt not kill. And the general principles of Christianity on which the fathers achieved independence that John Adams said were the principles of Christianity. John Adams said, I will avow then, and I believe now that I believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God. We are a Christian nation, one nation under God. It's time we start acting like it, and it's time we start standing for those principles. I was out at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday, and so many people are saying, oh, we're glad you're out there, and they're nodding their head at you and saying, Oh, yes, boy, those young people, they sure need it. Oh, but we're in a mess in this country. It's not enough to agree with me that we're in a mess in this country. It's enough to do something.
Right. That's
every
right.
time someone tells you that,
sickens
like,
me.
We have, that's why we have a job to do. That's why we have hope. That's why we're doing. That's why you need to get involved.
That's exactly right. Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military generals who ever lived, conquered almost the entire world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. Now, as he was walking, he came across a soldier who fell asleep on guard duty, which was a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. He said, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" Alexander the Great asked the soldier. "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question. "What is your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eyes. He said, "Soldier," he said with intensity, "either change your name or change your conduct." In other words, friends, there's many that profess the name of Christ, but I want you to know, for those that do and don't practice what you preach, the Lord in Exodus, it's the third commandment, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Folks, practice what you preach is really the gist of what we're trying to say. "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Walk the talk, friends, and live from the heart which God puts in you through Jesus Christ, his Son.
That's right. And to be Christians means to be Christ-like. And the Lord said that my righteous are made bold as lions. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I want to add, speaking of George Washington, who you were talking about earlier, this is what he said. He said, "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion. To the distinguished character of a patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of a Christian." And what is a Christian? A Christian is Christ-like. We need to walk
absolutely.
As he walked and do exactly what he did.
They weren't called Christians until Antioch, and I believe it's in Acts 11. They were called Christians. They weren't weren't walking around with a little bracelet on that said, what would Jesus do? It's not what would Jesus do, friends. It's what is Jesus doing? There's a big difference. And what we need to do, again, is we need to walk the talk.
That's right. We need to remember that on our daily basis.
Because many, you know, many profess his name and they honor him with his lips or their lips, but their hearts are far from him. And it was Christ that said that to the religious hypocrites of the day.
That's right. In works, they deny him.
Now, friends, if you'd like to go over to Sons of Liberty Media, again, countering the conservatives, the professed Christians, so on and so forth, and the patriots that are complaining about the problem, please go and check out Sons of Liberty Media. Obama is not failing, friends. Headline news. He is succeeding. Of course he is. The older generation hasn't awakened to the fact yet, but next headline article is we got the church militant doesn't go into the world apologizing. It confronts it. We also got Islamic leaders demand retraining of law enforcement, expose jihad doctrine in America. We also got gun control dictator style. Friends, we have to study the past to see how dictators act. And we also have, again, friends, headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the child trafficking documentary some in Congress did not want you to see. Folks, it is very disturbing and it will blow you backwards. We also have war or peace, George Washington's charge to learn the religion of Jesus Christ when he was speaking to the Indians. What criminal laws are Congress authorized to make? Zero. Friends, see, what we're doing is we're educating you to the fact that tyrants are now beginning to take the reins. And there is no in-betweenites, friends. Either you're for the Constitutional Republic and common law, which is the seedbed and Declaration of Independence, going back to, again, the Mayflower Compact. And or what you're going to do is you're going to subject yourself to man's 10,000 commandments because you don't want to listen to God's 10 commandments. It's really that simple. One more headline news. California Governor Jerry Brown, for those out in California, you need to wake up. Your little effeminate pansy governor out there is welcoming illegals in the state of California, which, of course, he's destroying that state. But in Iowa, I guess the governor refuses to house them. Hmm. So you see the contrast between the good, bad, and, well, they're both ugly. So I don't
good, so, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, so I don't know what to say about that. But, friends, again, thank you for the response on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we have Brigitte Gabrielle, president of actsforamerica.org, actsforamerica.org, and also the author of Because They Hate. A survivor of Islamic terror warns America. Now, I've heard some of this before, and I'm actually anticipating where we're going to go with this. But, friends, just sit back, put your seatbelt on, put the cruise control on, and, yes, you can drive 55. But we got Brigitte Gabrielle coming on, and I'm telling you what, everybody's little sweetie is the lioness that can roar. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. You got sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Whoa! This is big! big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to interject thought at any time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I told you to get your seatbelt on, and hopefully you got your cruise control set. And, yes, you can drive 55. We have with us a special guest, Brigitte Gabrielle. She's the president of ActForAmerica.org. Again, it's ActForAmerica.org. She's the author of Because They Hate, A Survivor of Islamic Terror. She warns America. Folks, we have to put our ears on here. So welcome to the show, Brigitte. How are you, ma'am?
Thank you. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you. As a matter of fact, I introduced you as everybody's little sweetie, but she's a lioness. I said, watch her roar. So what do you think
well,
of that?
Thank you.
Of course, we've seen you out in Missouri probably, I think, 4 years ago. And I remember when you were speaking, and I did not know who you were at the time. And no sooner you got done speaking, and all of a sudden you had 300 or 400 people on their feet, and there was an anointing that obviously was there to break the yoke of bondage, to wake up the American people. And I listened to your story. I was intrigued. And I, to be quite honest with you, it was it blew me backwards in more than one just one way. I'm sorry, but interestingly enough, you said that you're a survivor of Islamic terror, and I'm just kind of curious, as our listeners, can you go ahead and share with us some of your testimonial, what you went through as a child concerning the Islamic terrorists and what we're gonna at length we are facing today in America? Can you tell us your story?
Sure, Bradley, and thank you for your kind words about being touched by what I shared about my life. My 9/11 happened to me in 1975 when radical Islamists blew up my home. bringing it down, burying me under the rubble, wounded, as they shouted, Allahu Akbar. I ended up in a hospital for 2.5 months, and as I laid in a hospital bed, hooked up to IVs in both arms, going from one surgery to another, I would ask my parents, why did they do this to us? And my father would tell me, because we are Christians, the Muslims consider us infidels, and they want to kill us. So I learned since I was a 10-year-old little girl that I am wanted dead simply because I was born into the Christian faith. I ended up leaving the hospital and going back home, but my home was no longer the home I left. I ended up living in a bomb shelter with my parents underground in an 8x10 room without electricity, without water, and very little food. And that's where I lived for 7 years of my life, trying to survive, surrounded by Islamic terrorists wanting to kill us. So when I ended up leaving Lebanon in 1984, moving to Israel, becoming news anchor for World News in the Middle East, marrying an American war correspondent, and coming to the United States. So when I speak about Islamic terrorism and why America needs to wake up as to the evil that is heading our way, I not only speak as an expert on terrorism, but I speak as an eyewitness to terror who survived to tell about it and warns Americans.
And so what do you see the similarities concern? Well, actually, the best way to put it is, what similarities are you seeing in America? I mean, are you seeing the same systematic dismantling of America as you did perhaps in your country before they started to infiltrate? Is that pretty fair? Is that a fair assessment?
It is a fair assessment, but we are allowing the reason why they are growing the way they are growing is because we are refusing to read the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in Lebanon used to be the only majority Christian country in the Middle East. Most people don't remember that, Bradley. Lebanon used to be the only majority Christian country in the Middle East. It's a republic, very much like the United States of America. Only Lebanon and Israel are the only two democratic countries in the Middle East. Every other country is a dictatorship ruled by one man or one royal family. Lebanon, you know, we had open border policy. We were open-minded. We were fair. We were tolerant. We were multicultural. We had open border policy. We welcomed people into our country because we wanted to share with them the westernization which we had created in the heart of the Arabic world. Muslims send their children to study at our universities because we had built the best universities in the Middle East. They graduated and worked in our economy because we had the best economy, even though we did not have any oil. Beirut became known as Paris of the Middle East, the banking capital of the Middle East. So when the Muslims became the majority and the Christians became the minority in Lebanon simply because of the way the Muslims multiply and spread their message, and they started calling for jihad and calling for killing the Christians, we Christians refuse to read the writing on the wall. We would say, oh, they don't really mean it. They're just, you know, this is some radicals just mouthing off. They don't really mean what they say. We completely discounted what they were saying. And by the time we woke up, it was already too late to do anything about it. I remember when the massacring began in Lebanon, Bradley, in 1975, and the Muslims would take over Christian cities and Christian towns, and they would walk into bomb shelters, and they would massacre people in the town, and people would flee and come to hide in our area because I lived in a Christian enclave. And we heard the stories of some Christians who would tell the Muslims, listen, we marched for your rights, we fought for you, we stood by you, we're your friends. And the Muslims would tell them, you are nothing more than infidels. You are nothing more than useful idiots that we use in order to advance our agenda. But by the time those Christian leftists in Lebanon woke up, only right before they were being killed or having to flee for their lives, it was too late by then. The country had already gone. So when I see in the United States today, Bradley, and when I see people over and over ignoring the threat, whether it was under President Bush, whether it was under President Obama, it doesn't matter. For the last 13 years, both administrations refused to call the enemy by its name, radical Islam, and it's Islamic terrorism, and it's the religion that is driving this. Until we develop the backbone to identify our enemy by its name, we're going to lose this war.
Yep, and I totally 100% agree. Yesterday, actually, Bridgette, we were actually talking about 10 facts about CAIR, C-A-I-R, the American Islamic Relations, the organization that's actually linked to Muslim terrorists in America here. Can you shed a little light on CAIR for the American people? Because I'm curious to know a little bit more than what I know about CAIR as well.
CAIR is the front for Hamas in the United States. CAIR is the Council on American Islamic Relations. They were founded to advance as a PR campaign to advance the Islamic agenda in the United States. CAIR morphed out of IPT, the Islamic Association for Palestine, IAP, which is an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest ever terrorism trial in the history of the United States, where our government sued the Holy Land Foundation and handed down 108 guilty verdicts against Muslim Americans and Muslim American foundations involved in raising money in the United States and sending money to support terrorism over there. CAIR is one of the unindicted co-conspirators. ISNA is another organization, Islamic Society for North America, who's another unindicted co-conspirator. When you heard me, Bradley, when I was speaking in Missouri, and you spoke about when you heard my story, I remember sharing as well the Muslim Brotherhood plan for North America. And in the end of the Muslim Brotherhood plan, where they talk about the destruction of the United States, they wrote a 100-year plan for radical Islam to infiltrate and dominate the West and establish an Islamic government on earth. In the counterterrorism circles, this plan became known as the Project. In the project, the last page of the project for the destruction of the United States, they list 29 front Islamic organizations set up in the United States for the sole purpose of destroying the United States from within. And these organizations are not military organizations. No. They are not the ones plotting suicide bombings all over the United States. They are organizations like CAIR that is trying to destroy our society culturally from within in order for Islam to win in the United States.
Well, let's go right to the White House then. How do we reconcile what's going on concerning the radical Muslims, not across, you know, just the Middle East, but also in the United States of America? What say you concerning the President of the United States that entertains the Muslim Brotherhood, finances the Muslim Brotherhood, entertains in the White House, they actually celebrate Ramadan within the White House. We see it through the educational scheme. We can also see DHS hooked into Muslim Brotherhood. Going directly to the White House, what say you, Bridgette Gabrielle, concerning the issues that we see right in front of our eyes concerning this administration?
We have an incompetent president. We have an ignorant president. And we have a president who befriended our enemies and has more loyalty to our enemies than into the United States. And I'm a firm believer, Bradley, that actions speak louder than words. Tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you exactly who you are. And we were just talking about CAIR. CAIR has lodged over 40 visits to the White House, to the Obama White House since he became president. Over 40 visits to the White House. What does that tell you? ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America, are now advisors to President Obama about foreign policy. It was the president of ISNA, who is an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial. It was the president of ISNA who wrote President Obama's speech, which he delivered in Cairo, the first famous speech that President Obama delivered to the Islamic world. What does that tell you about the man sitting in the White House right now as we watch how basically Obama threw our allies under the bus and under his administration brought the Muslim Brotherhood to power? Because of his lack of decision or knowledge of foreign policy, he basically brought ISIS to power, threw Israel under the bus, threw Mubarak under the bus, took out Gaddafi without understanding who's going to take over Libya when we get rid of Gaddafi. Just made one wrong decision after another.
Bridgette, I got to take a hard break. Can I get you on the other side of this break real quick?
Sure.
Folks, we got Brigitte Gabrielle, president of actforamerica.org. Check it out. We're going to talk to her in just a couple minutes.
At
I got a couple
Sons
more
of
questions
Liberty,
I need to
we
ask.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're talking to Brigitte Gabrielle, president of Acts for America. She's also the author of Because They Hate. She's a survivor, friends, of Islamic terror, and she is warning America. Back to Brigitte. Brigitte, we were just talking about the president of the United States, and I'm curious, is he incompetent, the president of the United States, or is he really a Muslim? I'm curious.
He is incompetent, that is for sure. And right now his actions, obviously are on display for the world to see. He is no longer training on the job. He's been on the job for 6 years. But this is the result of when, what happens when you elect a community organizer and give him the job of a CEO of our government or the CEO of the superpower of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can fake it only for a little while. You can fool some of the people, some of the times, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. At this point, he ran out of excuses, and his incompetence is for the world to see right now displayed on stage. As to about him, whether or not he's a Muslim, I cannot say what religion he prays for. I cannot say whether he is a Muslim or not, but I can tell you this. President Obama was born as a Muslim into the Islamic faith, raised as a Muslim as a child, went on an Islamic school, idealizes his father who is a Muslim. Mm-hmm. So for President Obama, he does not look at our enemies the way you and I look at our enemies.
Yep.
We look at them as enemies. He looks at them as freedom fighters. And this is why we are seeing the Islamic radicals feeling empowered around the world right now because of the incompetence and the the blind eye that President Obama purposefully is turning to the Islamic State and what's happening right now on the ground in the Middle East.
Now, I think what's interesting here, and by the way, I concur 100%. I agree 100%. I think, again, what we need to do is go back to Scripture. Jesus said you judge a tree by its fruit, and you judge a man by his fruit, and here we have it. Better coming from you concerning this particular situation and exposing the Islam for what it is in America. For those that are sitting back right now that are aghast, for a better way of saying it, taken back by what you're saying, and they just say, this is too surreal. I don't believe that could ever happen in America. How far have they infiltrated even the courts today in America?
For those who think this could never happen in America, think back on September 10th. If I would have stopped any man in New York City on September 10th and told him that tomorrow, September 11th, 2001, we're going to have 19 men with box cutters who are going to bring down the World Trade Center, attack the Pentagon, and bring America down to its knees, they would have thought I was a fool and that could never happen in the United States.
Yep, yep.
The 9/11 Commission report said we lacked imagination, Bradley. We can no longer, 13 years after the first September 11th, say we lack imagination. The threat is real. They are here and they are now and they are willing to act. This is why we at Act for America are holding a national security conference in Washington, D.C. on September 11th. For more information, people can go to our website, actforamerica.org. If there was ever a time, Bradley, for anybody to come to Washington, D.C. to hold our elected officials responsible and send a very strong message that this 9/11, 13 years after the first attack, we need our elected officials to protect the country, protect our cities, protect the United States and its citizens. We have already 16 members of Congress scheduled to speak at our national conference. The national conference starts on September 10th in the evening and ends on September 12th. We have a deal with the Pentagon where we're going to have a replaying ceremony at the memorial at the Pentagon. So if you are able to make it to Washington, D.C., whoever, all of you listening to us right now, whether on broadcast or on the Internet, I urge you to come to Washington, D.C. and stand with us this September 11th.
Amen.
We need to hold our elected officials responsible to protect the country.
Yes.
As for Sharia law in the United States, great question. We at Act for America have already documented over 140 cases where Sharia law has been used in the United States instead of the Constitution of the United States. And this is in 22 states, by the way. And this is why we at Act for America have launched a law called ALAC, American Laws for American Courts. And we already passed this legislation, which ensures that only the Constitution
Amen.
Will be utilized in any American courtroom anywhere in the country. I'm proud to tell you that we passed that law already in seven states. We already passed it in Arizona, Louisiana, Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, Oklahoma, I think I mentioned North Carolina, Kansas, parts of it in Washington State. It's coming down for a vote in Alabama, and we're introducing it in 16 states this coming year.
Amen.
Well, obviously, Bridgette.
No. I do want to say this. Now, does everybody understand what I'm saying about Bridgette Gabrielle here?
Yeah, a fireball.
All right.
That's
Amen.
Right. Well, obviously, you are a woman of action. And as you mentioned, you know, the people in your country, specifically the Christians, woke up when it was too late. And you spoke about your national security conference and the laws that you have been able to get enacted and passed. What should Americans do? If the average American is sitting listening to our show right now and listening to you speak, if you would say, okay, this is what you need to do. This is how you can empower us to, you know, instill the Constitution throughout America. What should they do? Give them some basic things that they can do to help make a difference to stop this Islamic threat.
Thank you, Stephanie. Great question. By the way, I didn't even think you were on the show yet.
I was listening back and forth. But
it's either me talking the whole time or it's you talking the whole time.
That's right. One or the other.
Call your elected official. If you go to our website, actforamerica.org, click on Contact Congress, enter your zip code, and we give you the names of your elected officials. Sign up to get our emails. We send you alerts about the bills coming down for a vote in your state. If we don't have your email, we cannot reach you. We want to reach you before a bill is made into law so your voice can be heard. And here's the importance of calling your elected officials. People ask you, what is my voice going to do, Brigitte? I'm only one. My congressman needs to hear from 50,000 people before they do anything. Not true. And I talk to elected officials all the time, and I ask them, how many people do you need to hear from to make an issue your top priority? They say 40 to 50 people. That's it. Huh. Here's the science behind the numbers. They believe that if one person makes a phone call or writes a letter or sends an email, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way, yet they are too lazy to make a phone call or write an email. But they vote on election day. That translates to 40 to 50,000 voters on election day. So now, I'm sure we have more than 40 people listening to this broadcast right now. If all 40 of you sign up to get our emails and action alerts, and we send you an action alert, and all 40 of you call your elected official to pass a bill, rest assured, that bill or that issue will be their top priority. And I'm talking about senators and congressmen. On the state level, your local state delegate and state senators, all they need to hear from is 10 to 12 people to make an issue their top priority. Now, so go to our website, actforamerica.org, and sign up to join us.
Brigitte, I have 3 minutes left, and I want to hit one more topic. We got a guy, a representative in the state of Minnesota, which we are broadcasting live out of the state of Minnesota. His name is Keith Ellison. What could you tell us about that guy?
Oh, boy.
Do we have enough time?
Did I answer the question? Keith Ellison is somebody I do not trust. Keith Ellison is a devout Islamist. Keith Ellison is very close to our enemies, CARE and ISNA and all other Islamic organizations alike. Keith Ellison, if push came to shove, his loyalty will be to the Islamic State as a Muslim and not to the United States of America. Because as a devout Muslim, he must follow the commandments of the Quran. So if America goes to war and he has to choose between a Muslim and the United States, he will have to, according to his religion, side with Islam and the Islamists. And this is why I do not trust Keith Ellison. I believe Keith Ellison is a fox in sheep's clothing.
Yes. What was going on in the halls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota after he won? You had shared with us in the past that they were crying up and down
screaming
the hallways.
Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Exactly. They were screaming the same screams that you hear ISIS doing before they behead people. They were screaming the same screams you hear Hamas screaming in the streets. The same screams you hear the people that killed our Benghazi people. He was elected by the Muslim community, supported by the Muslim community, funded by the Muslim community. Yeah. And I'm not just talking about secular Muslims. I'm talking about the devout, radical Muslims.
Amen. Brigitte Gabrielle, president of actforamerica.org, we appreciate you. We love you. And you are everybody's little sweetheart. And we do appreciate your roar.
You.
And you're welcome on this radio program anytime that you feel that you need to get something out. Give us a call at thesonsoflibertyradio.com. And again, Brigitte Gabrielle, folks, thank you very much for joining us, Brigitte. Thank you, honey. Okay, I'm talking to my kid.
Yeah, that's right. Just to have that clarified.
Yeah, I'm looking across the glass and he's picking the phone up. You can go ahead and finish that up. Hey, folks, if you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to actually post that interview with Brigitte Gabrielle. She can say it the way that none other can say it. Obviously, she experienced it. She knows it. She knows the signs of the times. In America, you need to wake up. We love you, First Chance.
The Jesus Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating
creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.